May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, the first line of the Gospel after Jesus was baptized was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Right there, we have a lot to think about, because when we think about being tempted, we think, well, you know, somebody's going to tempt me to be bad. Something is going to tempt me to do something wrong. Something is going to tempt me to make me weak or horrible, or, you know, the opposite of who we are to be as children of God. But in English, a slightly better translation would have been tested. And I thought to myself, how about this? And it will help. It helped me anyway. In school, when we're tested, when we have a test at school, is that to show our weaknesses? Not really. Is that to make us not study or be bad? No. What testing shows us is, what have we learned? What do we know? What is our strength? And maybe, what do we need to work on? But it's not to make us bad students. It's there to help us to know what is good. That's what testing is all about. Well, it's the same thing with testing from the devil, both Satan and for us. It helps us to decide, well, okay, where are my weaknesses? Where are my strengths? Have I decided to serve God? Or am I still kind of wanting to just serve me? Me, 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 me. And that kind of testing, that kind of paying attention, it helps us to know why a relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, is so important. It's time well spent when we are alone with our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, for Jesus, his trust and his faith in God was shown by his relationship. He truly trusted God above all else. And Jesus desired above all else to be obedient to God. And we hear it a lot of times in the scripture. His time with prayer, he went alone. He went with Peter, James, and John. He went to a mountain, or he went here, he went there. It was all time alone to be with God and to be strong in God's will and to reject Satan. Jesus wanted to serve God. Jesus loved God and wanted to be obedient to him. So time alone with God is for us even more vital. Even though Jesus was 100% God, he was also 100% a human being. And that's why this is important to think about. But time alone with God, for us, it gives us time to think to ourselves, well, what does God want from me? Next, do I care? Do we even think that? What does God want from me personally? Is it important to me to know what God wants from me? And then, am I willing to change? Am I willing to spend slowly and slowly and slowly more time with God to know his will and to be with him enough to be strengthened by him to accomplish God's will? What is my decision? And that's a good thing for life, for all of us to think about. Is my decision to live for God Almighty, or is my decision to live for me alone? And then I have to admit, where it says, and you know, I'll read through things and sometimes it just kind of goes right by, but where it says, and he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, well, that wilderness wasn't like a mountainside where there were trees and shelters and like even berries or watering, you know, like watering holes or brooks, babbling brooks. It wasn't a pleasant place. It was between Jerusalem and the Dead Sea. And it was approximately, don't quote me, it was approximately, I'd say like 20 by 40 miles. Jesus could not have chosen a more alone place to be after he was baptized, for him to firm up and to focus on God's will. It was a desert. It was very hot. It was sandy. There were rocks. There was dust. There was no food. There was no shelter. There was no water. It was a truly dreadful place to be, especially for a long time. So it wasn't all green and beautiful. This is where Jesus went to be alone. And so what happens? The devil, Satan, he takes advantage of the time, and the first thing that happens is he knows, the devil knew, that Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. I gotta tell you, if I haven't eaten in 2 days, I would be so grumpy. And if I had the power, I would whip up a loaf of bread so fast it would spin my head. I can't imagine. Maybe it wasn't 40 days, but it was for a long time. So Jesus was not hungry. Jesus was famished. So he wasn't comfortable. Remember, Jesus is human, just like us. He wasn't comfortable. So here comes the tempter, Satan. He says, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Well, for a number of reasons, that would have been the wrong thing to do, and obviously Jesus didn't do it. Because not only was Jesus starving to death, he was famished, but he wanted to be obedient to God's will. So at that point, that wasn't God's will. And if we think about it, Jesus might have been thinking about all the hungry people who are starving all the time. He had compassion for the entire human race. And so, what does he say? It is written that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that's the thing. God's word is more important to Jesus Christ and should be for us than food. So the next time we're hungry, let's think about, could I wait maybe 3 or 4 more hours? Am I having a craving? Can I wait till tomorrow or the next day? So then number two, this is all about identity. The devil took him to the holy city and placed him at the pinnacle of the temple. And he said, if, so he's trying to bring doubt into Jesus' mind, which doesn't work. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against the stone. Well, Jesus did not have to prove that he was the Christ. Jesus didn't have to prove it at all, especially in a spectacular way. Jesus Christ knew who he was. Jesus Christ knew what God wanted from him. And what does he say? And also, before I answer that, which we all have in front of us, Jesus knew that the devil was well-versed in the Bible. They were bantering with biblical verses. So one can use, especially the devil, the Bible to tempt or to test and to confuse. But Jesus' mind would not be confused. And so he says, again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. So finally, this was all about possessions. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Still remember, he was probably cut up from walking around in the desert, starving to death, dehydrated, and not a comfortable, you know, physical feeling at that time. And so he could see all their splendor, and the devil says to him, all of this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. First of all, it didn't belong to the devil. Everything belongs to God. So only God Almighty can gift us. Only God Almighty can gift Jesus Christ. So Jesus says to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. So Jesus passed the test with flying colors. Why? Because God is first. Believe it or not, we are second. It's our salvation he was working out. And Jesus has faith in God Almighty. And Jesus is totally obedient to God Almighty. And why? The biggest thing, the why, is because Jesus loves God and loves us. So this testing time just proved to Jesus Christ that he was strong, he was ready, and he was focused for his mission, and that is to save us. It's hard to understand sometimes the meekness of Christ, the gentleness of Christ, how humble he was, how vulnerable he left himself open to, especially on the cross. But just also how tough our Lord was, how faithful he was to God and to us, how focused he was, and how much love Jesus had for each and every one of us. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask this Lent that you can help us to sit back, relax, but also be aware of the needs of others. Help us to be aware of our need to be alone with you, to be able to be excited about knowing your will, wanting to do it, and to be strong enough to accomplish it, which you have made possible through Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.